You're listening to View from the Couch, a podcast about TV, movies, DVD, and just about anything from parents with children. And now, your hosts, Kent and Michelle. Hi, everybody. Welcome to View from the Couch for Wednesday, November 23rd. And tomorrow is Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving. So let's start right off the bat with Happy American Thanksgiving to our American friends, and enjoy your crazy shopping deals on Black Friday.
When's Black Friday?
The Friday after Thanksgiving, which is Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh.
Bigger than Boxing Day in Canada. The most insane sales and deals ever imagined. Yeah, that's the story anyway.
And speaking of American and shopping.
Yes.
I was just reading that Regis Philbin is leaving Regis and Kathie Lee, and he's 80.
Is he 80? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this little host chat that we do, he was kind of the originator of this whole idea, just talking about whatever he did. And yeah. Huh. And that's kind of what got him recognition and
We're not going to get sued by Regis Philbin, are we? RPI, Regis Philbin International?
Probably not.
I hope not.
Good old Reg. Regis and Kathy, or I guess it's not Kathie Lee, it's Regis and Kelly
and
now.
And Kelly, yeah.
Sorry, my brain is
Kelly
going back.
Kelly Ripa, which is just fun to say.
It really is, hey?
Yep.
He'll be missed.
But
I guess at 80, it's about time he
We didn't ever really hang out with him that much, though, so I don't think he'll miss us, and we won't really miss him, I guess.
Yeah.
Specifically.
I guess. Another thing, too, he's also in the Guinness Book of World Records holding the record for most hours on TV.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
More than somebody like Johnny Carson or...
Apparently, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Most hours on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I don't remember why. Maybe it's just because of the length of time that he's been around. Possibly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't really watch it much anymore, but when the kids were young, I used to watch it.
Huh. So, and, we're in that weird limbo of between back to school and winter and Christmas.
Yeah.
Because we had Veterans Day and Remembrance Day in the U.S. and Canada on the 11th of November. And then all of a sudden we got punched in the face by winter.
Yeah, we did.
We got this really weird winter storm out of the blue. We had almost no snow, and then overnight we had snow. Boom! And it
snowed. What do you mean we had almost no snow? We had zero. Okay. Not a flake.
We were flakeless. And then within...
And now we're flaky.
Yeah, within about... speak for yourself, sister. Within about 12 hours, or not even, we just got pummeled. And then it got really cold, and it's been cold for the past week.
Yeah.
But then it's supposed to be above zero in the next day or two. So mm-hmm. Very, very strange.
Melting, gone.
Very strange.
No more snow. Because we don't have that much snow. It's just a...
No, not compared to last year.
A dusting, basically.
More than a dusting. Because you don't shovel a dusting twice. I've shoveled twice.
That's true. That's true.
It's a dusting when you don't have to shovel it, I guess. That's a dusting. Oh, it's just a skiff.
Blow it away.
That's right. You get out there on your hands and knees and blow it away then, sister. Is that the second time I've called you sister?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of creepy.
It's a little disturbing because I'm really not even close to being your sister.
No.
Thankfully.
Well, in many ways, our closeness is... No, forget it.
Yeah, let's just leave that.
Sibling rivalry.
Leave that right there.
So, everybody knows, around Christmas time, you get thinking of things that are red and green, and what better is green than Shrek?
Oh.
I don't know why, but the kids have been watching the Shrek movies off and on quite a bit lately.
And yes.
We decided to have a four-tastic Shrekatopian... Marathon.
Weekend.
We didn't watch all four at the same time, back to back, so we kind of wimped out a little bit. Well, we. You and Connor.
You and Emily were the diehards.
Oh, yeah. I would have gotten up, not shaved or showered, sat there in my jammies and watched all four in a row. And Emily would have too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Just with a thigh bag or something to keep you grounded in your seat. So anyway, we'll get onto that in a little bit. But let's hop over into a good old friend known as Couch Entertainment News. Well, where do we want to begin? I've got some stuff here that I wanted to talk about. Hey, guess what? It's your favorite word. Reboot.
Lovely.
Producer Graham King has been out doing the press rounds for Hugo, and the subject of the Tomb Raider reboot has come up in several interviews. Last report, Iron Man writers Mark Fergus and Hawk Ostby, ooh, that's fun to say, had been hired to pen the film, which is a kind of prequel meets reboot along the lines of X-Men First Class, Star Trek, and so on, that reimagines, there's your other favorite word, the franchise and the character of Lara Croft. So I guess it's kind of telling the story before she became the Lara Croft that we know, I guess.
Okay.
He said something about her character and going back to her roots, and that's why we're doing this. You're actually going to meet her before she has all her powers as Lara Croft. It's more of a character study, but it's a really fun adventure story. So the question, I guess, would be who plays Lara Croft? And I haven't heard any rumors yet, but thinking probably not Angelina Jolie. She's probably beyond that by now.
Possibly.
But there you go. Kind of interesting. Anthony Hopkins, Judy Dench, and Kenneth Branagh. Well, not Kenneth Branagh. Judy Dench and Anthony Hopkins are in talks for the lead roles in Kenneth Branagh's English language film adaptation of Italian Shoes, based on the 2006 novel by Swedish author Henning Mankell. The story follows a retired surgeon living on a remote island in Sweden who is forced to confront his past mistakes when he's reunited with an old flame. Interesting. Judy Dench and Tony Hopkins.
Very island in Sweden?
Yeah.
Isn't Sweden landlocked?
Well, I would have thought. Well, it's coastal.
It is? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Also interesting, they're planning a biography film of Steve Jobs, which is not too surprising. And the two main contenders right now are George Clooney and Noah Wiley.
Oh.
Former castmates from ER. And Noah Wiley, of course, played a young version of Steve Jobs already in another project. So quite interesting. This one really punched me in the face, this news. Elizabeth Shue has joined the CBS veteran crime drama CSI Crime Scene Investigation, or CSI Vegas, as people often call it, as the new female lead opposite Ted Danson. And we kind of thought this might be happening. There was a bit of a flavor of this, that Marg Helgenberger's character, Catherine Willows, might be leaving. There was just, she's being wooed by somebody else to go to another job, and there's some kind of personality conflicts going on, so it felt like they were maybe setting the stage for her to leave, and apparently they are. Shue's character is fresh off an anger management course amid rumors that D.B. Russell, who is Danson's character, fired her when she worked for him in Seattle. Shue's first appearance on the show will be on the February 15th episode, so it's a little ways away. Netflix has won a deal to pick up the new episodes of previously canceled Fox series Arrested Development that will air in 2013. No word yet on how many episodes Netflix will order, but the entire cast is expected to return for the episodes, which would precede a movie adaptation. And we've talked previously about that project, that there's talk of an Arrested Development movie or movies.
I thought it was a done deal.
I'm not sure. They're certainly all game for it, but yeah.
But it's not done.
Not completely done. No.
Weird. No. I was pretty sure it was.
And speaking of other news, why don't we hop over into talk about some of the holiday movies that are coming out? And Michelle has flagged a few that she thought were of note.
Well, yeah. So just sort of a rundown of movies that are going to be coming out in the next 2 months leading up to Christmas. So, on November 16th, which is coming up quickly here.
No, November 16th is past.
Oh, what's today? Oh, yeah, today's the 21st already.
Yeah, 21st is Monday, 23rd is Wednesday.
All right, well...
If you have a time, if you have a time machine, go back in time to the 16th of November.
Time tunnel. Okay, so then looking back a couple of days here, November 16th, The Descendants came out. George Clooney is earning Oscar buzz for his performance as a Hawaiian landowner and father of two, who learns his wife, who is in a coma, had been having an affair.
While she was in the coma?
I'm thinking pre-coma. Probably. Yeah.
PC.
I guess the true star of this movie is the director, co-writer, Alexander Payne, who has not had a movie out since 7 years ago with his indie hit Sideways.
Hmm.
Apparently, Clooney keeps telling him, he's such a talented director and he's only done 4 movies. I tell him all the time, make more movies.
Funny.
So, that might be one to check 16th. Out. Yes.
Descendants, it's called?
It's called The Descendants.
With Mr. Clooney.
November 18th, which was also a few days back now.
Yes.
Another Happy Day. This one kind of caught my attention because Demi Moore is in it, and apparently she's not having such happy days at her own home.
And Thomas Hayden Church.
And Thomas Hayden Church, yes. And Ellen Barkin. A family wedding is the focus of this one. Ellen Barkin plays the groom's mother, and Thomas Hayden Church plays her ex-husband, and Demi Moore is his new wife.
It looks like it's rated R, which is... So I guess this is not a family comedy, like Parenthood, that you might want to take your kids to.
No, I would say not.
With an R rating.
But one that came out on November 18th that you could take your kids to, rated PG, Happy Feet 2.
See, and the interesting thing about that to me is Happy Feet, the first film, I remember reading reviews of it, and people were saying, gee, there's a lot of stuff that's aimed at adults that's really, really inappropriate. And I remember.
We didn't ever see it, did we?
No, and I think that was part of the reason. I just thought, really? They're going to do that? Okay, forget it.
Yeah, so I don't know about this one, but it stars Elijah Wood and Hank Azaria.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess. Oh, and the Mumble, who played Elijah Wood's character, now has a son named Eric.
Yeah.
Played by a girl. Which doesn't really make sense.
Okay.
But anyway, if you saw Happy Feet 1 and happened to like it, check it out.
Cool.
November 23rd, Arthur Christmas.
And that is this coming weekend, by the way.
Yes. And this
actually is the 23rd.
Right, it is.
Right.
Not Arthur the Aardvark, if you have ever encountered that cartoon.
Yes.
But apparently... Oh, and this is made by Wallace and Gromit. Technicians.
So that... technicians, wow. So Aardman Animation, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're called. I guess Santa has problems and his son Arthur, played by James McAvoy, has to save Christmas.
I love James McAvoy. The interesting thing, too, is the son of a holiday icon. Isn't that what Hop was like?
It is.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see what happens with that one. Up against that is The Muppets, also rated PG, which we have talked about previously.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz around The Muppets that it might be a reboot, a reimagining, a return to...
More Muppetry.
Yes. Ooh, Muppetry.
And one that kind of catches my attention coming out also on Wednesday, My Week with Marilyn, starring Michelle Williams. It takes place during 1 week of her life when she was in London shooting...
1 week of whose life, dear?
Marilyn Monroe!
There you go. Well, it wasn't obvious.
Well, I think most people have heard of this one.
Okay.
Maybe not. Anyway, it's based on a book, that was written, but also...
A book that was written.
Yes, thank you.
Interesting.
But apparently it took place during this week in 1957 when she was shooting The Prince and The Showgirl with Laurence Olivier.
Oh, interesting.
So that
And Laurence Olivier is being played by?
Kenneth Branagh.
See? See?
All right, December 2nd, Coriolanus is coming out.
Coriolanus?
Ralph Fiennes.
Say it fast.
Okay, whatever. Directs and stars... It's a retelling of the Shakespearean tragedy about a Roman war hero ruler who's ousted from power and then teams with his sworn enemy, played by Gerard Butler, to lead an attack on Rome.
Cool. Sounds
I thought
great.
That one sounded like something you would be interested
in. It would indeed.
December
9th. We're jumping over a bunch. So if you're thinking, well, they didn't mention such and such, it's coming out. It's probably on our list here. We're just picking some of the highlights.
Picking ones that sort of caught my attention. Yeah.
Right.
This one, I think, would be my favorite. It's called New Year's Eve, coming out December 9th. Yes, Sofia Vergara and Katherine Heigl are in it.
Crazy. And Sofia Vergara from Modern Family.
Yes. Also in it are Lea Michele from Glee and Jon Bon Jovi, who both sing. Halle Berry is in it. Directed by Gary Marshall.
What is this called, this crazy thing?
I know. It's called New Year's Eve.
Really?
Yes. I am very interested in
this
one.
When is that coming out? What's that about?
Didn't I just say all that? Pay attention.
Okay. You also said who's in it. Give us a little teaser of what is it about.
Okay. So Halle Berry and Katherine Heigl are looking for love in the Big Apple before the ball drops in Times Square.
Okay.
On New Year's Eve, you reflect how the year went, says director Gary Marshall, but it still comes down to who you're going to kiss.
Cool.
That's all you got.
Very cool.
Also on December 9th, another one that caught my eye is called Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. And wasn't that a book?
Yes, and it was previously a film and a TV series,
okay.
I believe, or just a film.
So, Gary Oldman stars in this one.
Cool.
And I figured that would catch your attention.
Yeah.
Plays veteran spy George Smiley, who retires from Britain's MI6. He takes steps to expose a mole within the organization. This is directed by Thomas Alfredson, who is a Swedish director, and also stars Tom Hardy, Colin Firth, and Toby Jones.
It is actually a 1974 book written by John le Carré.
Yes, right.
John le Carré.
Yeah.
I don't know how you pronounce it, if you're French or not.
I don't know. So that might be one to check out as well.
Cool.
If you're a Gary Oldman fan, which many people are.
Yes, so there was a 1979 TV adaptation. And it was also done in radio drama in the 80s. Yeah.
This looks like the first big screen version.
Looks like it.
Well, there you go.
Looks like it.
Also out on December 9th. December 9th is a big night. Young adult. This one kind of caught my eye because Charlize Theron is in it, and she plays a nasty, nasty girl. She moves back to her hometown and tries to win back her high school sweetheart, played by Patrick Wilson, who is already married to somebody else and has a newborn baby.
Oh, dear.
So she's a little bit sociopathic in this, I think.
Oh, dear.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, December 16th, another Alvin and the Chipmunks, which our kids will be very excited about.
Chipwrecked.
Very catching. Apparently, this one has the Chipmunks and the Chipettes relaxing on a luxury cruise until they get marooned on a not-quite-deserted island.
Hmm.
So that could be interesting.
Yes.
Also out December 16th, one you've been looking forward to, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
You know what? I haven't watched any of the teasers or anything for it. I should do that.
Okay, well, Ethan Hunt and a new team of stealth spies, including Jeremy Renner.
Oh, cool.
He's
playing Hawkeye in the Avengers.
Yes, and also Paula Patton, who was in Precious, which we did not see, and I do not know who that is.
No.
They go rogue after their covert organization is accused of bombing the Kremlin.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Rogue.
On December 21st, The Adventures of Tintin.
Yes, and this is huge buzz around it. Huge, huge.
Care of Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Also with 3D.
Yes.
Also motion capture.
Yes.
Adaptation of a comic book series.
Yes.
I did not realize it was, but
yes,
it's an old one, right?
Brothers and I always took out from the library when we were kids and read.
Right. Jamie Bell, who I do not know, voices a young reporter who is the Tintin, who's racing Russian villain.
The Tintin.
Yes.
Okay.
Racing Russian villain Ivan Sakharine?
Sure.
Played by Daniel Craig to find missing treasure.
Cool.
Yeah, so that might be kind of interesting. Maybe the kids would like that one.
You know what they should do? They should make a movie out of those Stieg Larsson books.
Right. They should. Apparently they've done it, and they're doing it again.
Really?
Yes. Also coming out December 21st, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Nothing more needs to be said about that, because I'm getting sick of hearing about it.
David Fincher's movie.
Yes.
Yada yada.
Rooney Mara is in it.
Yeah, Daniel Craig as well.
Yes. December 23rd, In the Land of Blood and Honey, and this caught my eye because Angelina directs it.
But you don't like her.
And she also wrote it.
But
she's not in it. I don't think. She just directed it and wrote it.
You're okay with her being involved, just don't be in front of the camera.
Right. But it sounds kind of interesting. It's about a fledgling love affair set during the civil war in Bosnia in the 1990s.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. This one also caught my eye, coming out December 25th.
Okay.
So if anybody's really bored on Christmas Day and has no presents to open or play with
or has
food to eat or
yes.
relaxing or sleeping to do.
Or need to escape any of the above.
Yes. Then you can go out and check out Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
And let's keep in mind, too, that lots of people don't celebrate Christmas.
That is true.
And don't celebrate Christmas Day.
Very true.
So.
This one stars Tom Hanks.
Interesting.
And also a newcomer, Thomas Horn, who is a young boy. I think he's 14 or something.
Okay.
Who was discovered winning Jeopardy.
Really?
Yeah. Like a when they have
a
like
contestant?
Yeah, they have like Teen Week or something.
Okay.
And he won. And okay. apparently the director or the producer or somebody who was involved in the movie saw him and called him up and said, "You want to be in a movie?"
And you know what? It's a natural progression. You go game show contestant, Hollywood film star.
Exactly.
Natural.
Yeah. Makes perfect
now, if
sense.
If I could just get on a game show, I'd be set.
But I guess the theme of the movie is kind of a thinking boy sort of idea.
Okay.
His father, who is played by Tom Hanks, dies in the 9/11 terrorist attacks and leaves him a mysterious key. Ooh. And he has to try and figure out why his father left it to him.
Hmm.
So that kind of caught my
eye. So I'm thinking Tom will be in flashbacks only.
Yes, I would
or
say.
Or a prologue of some kind.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, chances are. And then also on December 25th is War Horse.
Okay.
Directed by Steven Spielberg. So he's got
Soderbergh. Spielberg. Double, I thought it said Soderbergh.
Nope,
okay.
A double holiday.
You know, we should be watching him because he's going to make something of himself, that guy.
He is, isn't he?
He is.
This one does not interest me at all. But
okay.
it's a PG-13, so your kids might like it. It's a horse sent into battle in World War I.
Cool.
And I don't like animal movies, especially where they're in a war and might get killed and injured and whatever. I'm not interested.
Okay.
But I'm sure Emily would love to see it, so maybe you can take her.
Right.
I need to backtrack because I forgot one. Also out on December 16th, the new Sherlock Holmes Game of Shadow.
All right.
So.
Right.
This one pits Sherlock Holmes against Professor Moriarty. Is that right? Moriarty?
No.
Just say it fast? No.
Moriarty.
Oh, whatever.
He's like a legendary fictional character. Okay. No,
so fine. Anyway, I guess this is their first encounter.
Cool.
Sherlock is utterly fixated on destroying him. The mathematician's malevolent plan involves the assassination of the Crown Prince of Austria, and a gypsy, played by the original girl with the dragon tattoo. Interesting. Noomi Rapace?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Moriarty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is Holmes equal intellectually, but has none of the moral limits that Holmes puts on himself? Quoted from Harris, who is the director.
Yes. Harris who?
Jared Harris.
Okay.
So anyway, that was just a flashback because I missed that one.
Cool.
Just a couple more. We're getting there.
Okay.
December 28th, Pariah. The only reason I mentioned this one is because it's getting, it got a lot of attention at the Sundance Film Festival. It's about a lesbian who is embracing her identity.
Okay.
And she's a high schooler.
Interesting.
So a young girl. Yeah.
Okay.
December 30th, last one I'm going to mention, The Iron Lady.
Ah.
Starring Meryl Streep.
Which is not a prequel to The Iron Man.
No, it's not. Or a sequel.
No, or a triquel.
Meryl Streep.
Or a NyQuil.
Meryl Streep is embodying Margaret Thatcher.
Really? That will be interesting.
Yeah, and I'm sure she does an excellent job, as she does with everything.
Yes.
And so, if you need to see a movie between now and the end of the month,
The year.
There you go.
You know, and there is a total blank in my mind. I just completely blanked out on what I was going to say.
Well, there's an awful lot of variety.
There is.
So there's something for everybody.
Ooh, I remember. This is a cliche, but Meryl Streep could read the phone book and people would stop and listen.
I suppose. It's probably true.
She's just like that, you know.
Yes.
You get a lot of yes going this
time. I know.
Time.
I don't know where that's coming from.
Is that your new catchphrase?
No. Somebody we know used to say that, but yes. I don't know who it was. I can't remember.
It's interesting. So whoever you are, former close friend, obviously, we beg your forgiveness for stealing
Heather?
Your catchphrase. Yes.
Maybe Heather.
I don't know.
Anyway.
So, as I said earlier, to tease a little bit, what more appropriate thing to watch at this time of year as we head into the holiday season than the Shrek franchise? What? Yeah, I know. It's a little bit insane, but I just had this weird...
Well, you were right. They are green.
It's not easy being green.
Fiona you know? Has red hair, so there's red and green.
And, you know, it's always fun to watch funny, family, entertaining kind of movies around the holiday season. So I'm not saying ditch A Christmas Carol. I'm not saying ditch It's a Wonderful Life. I'm not saying that these are even remotely related to Christmas. But I'm saying this is a fun thing to do, sit down and watch these four movies.
Yes.
And if you can do it in a row, more power to you, because we didn't.
Well, you made it halfway through three.
We tried.
In one day. That's pretty good.
So, in case, you know, this one really hit me. It was quite a surprise. The first film, 2001. So that's mm-hmm. 10 years old now. That's
right.
Crazy.
And it's still. Like that
no,
long ago.
It doesn't feel like
2001?
That long ago. 2001? Yep.
Really?
Shrek 2, 2004. Shrek the Third, 2007. And Shrek Forever After last year. Crazy.
But did we see any of them in the theater?
I'm pretty sure we did. Now, Emily would have been 3 for the first one. No, 2. So maybe not. And then 2004, we probably would have. I don't know. We can't actually remember, but I think we probably saw at least 2 of them.
Probably the second one, I remember, yeah. But I don't think any of the rest we did.
And then, of course, there was a Christmas television special, Shrek the Halls, which was in 2007. And then there was a Halloween television special called Scared Shrekless, which we haven't seen,
no.
I don't think. And then, of course, we talked about this a bit, the spin-off film Puss in Boots.
Right.
In his wee little boots.
What about that one what was that, Donkey's Christmas
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, Donkey's... what the heck was it? Donkey's Christmas...
Donkey's Christmas Karaoke?
No.
Maybe?
No, what was it? Shrek in the Swamp Karaoke Dance Party. Wasn't that it? No, Donkey's Caroling Christmas-tacular. That's what it was.
That one wasn't so great. It was okay.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. So, how do we explain this? Interesting, too, because there is Grimm and, what's it?
Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time. The two TV series that are out right now that are about fairy tale characters in the world of fairy tales. Well, Shrek is very much that.
It is.
You may not know Shrek, because he doesn't exist in the fairy tale world. The series of Shrek films are based on a character created by author William Steig, and he had a picture book called Shrek. And it, of course, spun off, as we mentioned, into the four Shrek films, some short features that were released as well, and Puss in Boots. In May 2010, the New York Times called the principal Shrek characters brilliantly realized and said that nearly a decade after the very first Shrek film, they remain as vital and engaging fusions of image, personality, and voice as any characters in the history of animation. That is high praise.
And I'd say it's well worth it.
It is.
Well worthy of it.
What I found, and I knew this would happen, what I found very interesting was the improvements and refinements in the animation and technology that were noticeable through the films as we watched them.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you get to, well, and certainly Puss in Boots, it's fantastic. And not that the first film isn't, it's just like Toy Story, the first one. It's very easy to love. It's very easy to still be wowed by how beautiful and detailed and amazing an achievement it was.
And the great, 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 great thing about all of those movies, all four of them, is that they're hilarious for adults.
They are.
It's not, and the kids love them too. They're the perfect parent-child sit-down-and-watch movies.
And I
they
think...
They really, really are.
And a lot of, you know, we talked about Happy Feet, and a lot of movies have gone down the road of maybe being a little inappropriate while trying to entertain parents that are there with kids. But movies like the Shrek movies, like the Toy Story movies, like
everything Pixar's put out,
Despicable Me, like, you know, all of those kinds of movies, they've shown that you can still be classy. You can be funny and you can hit the adult audience, hit a chord with the adult audience while not being, you know, while not crossing a line that should be left in stand-up, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Simple little things like in the first one, or the second one, where they create this enormous ginger cookie, yeah, and it pulls the cup off the top of a Farbucks, which, because yes, they're in far, far away, and all the patrons inside scream and run across the street to the one across the street. Like, you know, and that makes an adult laugh. It's,
yeah,
hilarious, right? And then so, what was the line that made me laugh in the last one?
I don't.
They were hiding, they were going undercover, and they were waiting to ambush the Rumpelstiltskin, and they're hiding in the bushes, and Fiona said something that was really funny.
I don't remember. But there's things like the Mission Impossible music and Pinocchio dropping down into the prison cell and on strings, just like Mission Impossible. There is, when they first meet Puss in the first movie, he climbs up inside Shrek's shirt and bursts out of his chest just like Alien. And so there's a lot of pop culture nods in all of the films that are very well done. The voice acting is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And, you know, this is not about, well, DreamWorks is way better, because I would argue that, you know, they're in the same league as Pixar. And, you know, I don't know, it's not a competition, really.
No, it's
not. DreamWorks is excellent at what they do in the animation realm. Pixar and Disney, obviously, excellent as well. So, but just a really solid four films. You know, there have been other... The Harry Potter franchise is another example of a great film franchise that can appeal to children and adults, that's pretty solid right the whole way through. The film series has had great financial success, with the films collectively being, get ready, the fifth highest grossing film series of all time, behind Harry Potter, James Bond, Star Wars, and the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow.
And it is also recognized as the highest grossing animated film franchise. So
that's pretty good, because Pixar isn't even in front of them anywhere.
No, and just talk a little bit about the first film, budget of $60 million. And it grossed $484 million worldwide. Shrek 2, a budget of $150 million. And, wow, almost double. $919 million. Almost $920. Shrek the Third, budget of $160. So around the same budget as the second film. Didn't do as well. $798. Almost $799. Shrek Forever After, budget of $165 million. And $752 million worldwide. So a total budget for the four films, $535 million, and a gross of, ready, $2,955,807,005. Where did the $5 come from?
I really don't
round
know.
It up to something amazing. I don't know. The films, rating-wise, overall, 89% for Shrek. Shrek 2, 89%. Shrek the Third, 41%. Wasn't received as well. And then Shrek Forever After, 57%. So
I think what happened with the third one, at least for us, and was possibly a common reaction, it was like, really? Do we need a third one?
Yeah.
You know, seriously?
And they kind of went back to the well, and it just felt kind of... felt tired. And then I think the fourth one really kind of pulled all four together. So, yeah, I guess, you know, I should take that back. If there is a weak point, it's the third film. But it's still got some good moments. And it's got Justin Timberlake, so how could you go wrong?
So I didn't watch most of that one, and I should, because I'd like to see more of it again. So I guess, is that it? Are we done?
Yeah, I guess we're getting to the end. Just a reminder that our next show will be on Wednesday, the 7th of December. So we're doing an every 2 week format. So I hope you're enjoying the archive episodes that are being posted on DVD Verdict every other week. And we also hope that you're getting still getting the value out of the episodes that we, the new episodes that we air, as you always have, and you're still enjoying those. So that has been View from the Couch for Wednesday,
November
the 23rd.
Yes. And by next time, we'll be in full Christmas swing.
That's right. So everybody enjoy, everybody south of the border, enjoy Thanksgiving this week. Enjoy your holidays. Hopefully you get a long weekend and some time to spend time with family and enjoy that. And we will catch you next time, as always. Ciao.
Bye.
You've been listening to View from the Couch, a DVD Verdict podcast. View from the Couch is available exclusively on DVDverdict.com. Watch for new episodes every week. Thanks for your continued support. Kent and Michelle appreciate it. Be sure to visit DVDverdict.com for the latest in DVD and theatrical release reviews, DVD release information, talent interviews, event coverage, and much, much more.